Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm very well. I presume you're getting into position at Cypress Avenue with your camera. And it's not any old camera. This is the state-of-the-art filming that will be done. You've got the gig.
It's absolutely amazing. And it's such an honour to be able to be here and to capture this legendary concert that will be happening later today. And as you say, I've actually been here since 3:20 this morning to capture in time-lapse the whole transformation of Cypress Avenue.
Time-lapsing, of course, is something that you're not new to, Marcus. People will be very aware of the 9/11 shots, the Ground Zero shots, all of that that you've done.
That's right, yeah. No, I've been at the World Trade Center site since 2006 and filming and drawing and painting the whole transformation of the site. So it's been a very special time in my life to be able to contribute something to what is a very historic healing process that's going on in New York. And, you know, that's why it's always amazing and lovely to come back to Belfast and just see the transformation in this city that I grew up in.
Yeah, some people may be saying that man must be from here. Obviously you are. I know the background. But just if you, give us the CV, Marcus. I know you're a modest man, but it's worth hearing it from the horse's mouth.
Oh, well, no, I grew up in Belfast, and obviously this city has a very warm and special place in my heart. And funnily enough, I went to Strandtown Primary School, and pretty much every day I'd walk down Cypress Avenue coming from school to go to my dad's office, which was in a builder's yard at Beersbridge Road. So it's very funny to be back here all these years later, being able to shoot this special film.
And the tourist board, they have employed you to do this?
That's right. Tourism Ireland have been amazing supporters of the work I'm doing in New York. And when they asked me to make this film, it was just a very special opportunity. And I think what I love about their whole vision is the way they're using art and culture to shine a light on a tourist destination.
Now, we can't take it for granted, or I'm not going to take it for granted, that every single beat and every word that Van Morrison delivers of the concert will be in the video. Am I going to jump to a conclusion and suggest you're allowed access to some of the concert, or am I sounding pretty restrictive here?
I am open to, you know, whatever happens in the concert. That's part of the beauty, almost like creating a painting. You don't want to prejudge or imagine too much about what hasn't happened yet. So, you know, obviously nobody knows what's going to be on the set list or what songs he's actually going to be singing. And because it's quite a short film, we'll obviously somehow capture something that expresses something quintessential about the spirit of Van Morrison and also the spirit of Belfast.
Yeah, it's the sort of gig that you're bound to be slightly apprehensive about it.
I'm at peace with being here. You know, there's so many things that potentially, you know, you are uncontrollable and unpredictable. I mean, there were various things happening this morning, so you just have to be at peace with the flow of the way things happen and, you know, allow some of those things to actually inform the way that the final film will take shape.
The weather seems to be absolutely perfect. It's looking like as if it's going to be mainly dry. The sun is out, but for a filmmaker, can that sometimes be a disadvantage?
Well, it can be, but again, the sort of work I do, in a way, it embraces whatever conditions turn up. So even if it starts raining here later today, that will just be elements which will become part of the process.
And I saw the shots. Jamie did a piece with you on UTV Live, and I saw the camera that you were using. But is there more kit to it than what we saw on that actual piece?
Yeah, absolutely. That's the 35mm film camera that I've used to shoot the whole of the New York film. So I've brought that over with me here to Belfast. But we've also got a whole series of very sophisticated digital cameras that have been in position for the last 24 hours, capturing the transformation of the street. And I've got a team of very talented young filmmakers who are working with me using, you know, very high-spec digital video cameras to capture some of the live action of the concert.
Well, they're certainly capturing a moment in history, the 70th birthday of Van Morrison, with gigs indeed on Cypress Avenue. Marcus, enjoy your day's work.